Illinois has 852 school districts, the third highest number of any state in the nation. Some are just single schools with fewer than 100 students. But getting districts to merge or consolidate has proven difficult. For Illinois Issues, Dusty Rhodes explains.
Last summer, Mark Ambrose became head coach of a new football team. At the first workout, he set the tone by sitting down in the middle of the floor.
If I'm a 240-pound guy, and then I had like a guy from Oblong come up, try to pick me up, who really struggled to do it, and I had another guy try to pick me up, you know, kind of with him.
Then Coach Ambrose called over a third athlete.
And all three of them could easily team up to pick me up, and I just used that as an example to say we're stronger together.
Stronger together became the team's motto, featured on T-shirts, chanted by cheerleaders, crafted into a banner by kindergartners. It was crucial, Ambrose says, because the team was a new co-op, combining students from three East Central Illinois high schools, Palestine, Hudsonville, and Oblong. The team was established just a few months after two of those towns, Palestine and Hudsonville, attempted to carry their merger beyond sports by asking voters to approve consolidation of their school districts.
The first time I visited Palestine, I remember seeing a billboard that was specifically saying to vote no.
How emotional were people about this?
Oh, extremely.
That's Aaliyah Blackburn, a reporter with WTHI, the CBS affiliate in nearby Terre Haute, Indiana. She covered a series of town hall meetings and says each one was packed.
You could tell in the passion in their voices and, you know, the expressions on their faces, their body language, that this is something they deeply care about.
But even though the towns are less than 9 miles apart, with a total of only 750 students, they decided their school districts were stronger apart. This scenario isn't uncommon in Illinois. With 852 districts, some with fewer than 50 students, consolidation comes up and gets voted down a lot, despite the fact that it's got supporters in both political parties. Two different think tanks, the Better Government Association and the Conservative Illinois Policy Institute, have advocated for more districts to consolidate. IPI says consolidation would cut taxes by reducing the number of school superintendents who get high salaries and fat pensions. BGA points to the stability in academic programs that could come from a more robust pool of teachers. So what's the problem? Legend has it that nobody wants to lose their mascot. But plenty of schools co-op sports, like Ambrose's football team, and manage to compromise on the mascot. Money can be a big sticking point if one district has debt or pays their teachers higher wages. And State Senator Chapin Rose, a Republican from Mahomet, suggests it's the math of mileage.
I believe there's a lot of districts out there that want to explore consolidation, but once they find out that their kids are going to be on a bus driving for hours in one direction, just sort of ends the conversation.
He's pitching a plan that would allow any elementary district to dissolve and disperse its students among multiple neighboring districts. Right now, they have to pick just one. His plan got a green light in a preliminary hearing when he told lawmakers about a school he represents.
You have a school district that is having a hell of a time operating with 80 kids K-8. 80 kids K-8.
Another measure, sponsored by State Representative Rita Mayfield, a Democrat from Waukegan, would form a commission to see which districts could save money by consolidating and then give taxpayers the chance to vote. The Senate version of that measure would limit it to so-called non-unit districts, districts that only go up to 8th grade or districts that serve only grades 9 through 12. For now, small districts will continue creatively combining special ed services, sometimes food purchases, and of course, sports teams. Coach Ambrose's team, known as OPH, won more games in its first season than either Palestine, Hudsonville, or Oblong had won in the previous year.
We won three games, and I have many guys who've never won a football game the whole time they've ever played football. They just worked well together.
I'm Dusty Rhodes.